Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning for our Friday morning regular features are happening right now, and we are keeping an eye on everything that's going on in the world, keeping you company. We're here 24-7 during this crisis, and we're here to keep you informed, keep you company, and get you through this, and we will get through it. Let's get to our regular Friday features as they continue with You Big Dummy. This is where I read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 votes. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Cars pass from the U.S. into Mexico at the border crossing in California. But like many shops, however, the supermarket has not allowed shoppers to buy only a limited number of each. So some people are actually making their way to Mexico to stock up on supplies and reportedly considering tightening up the border because of this. So people are driving into Mexico to stock up on a bunch of supplies and then bring it back to the U.S. border. And they're trying to tighten this. That's dumb.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A Florida man is back in jail for impersonating a law enforcement officer just days after he was arrested for the exact same charge. Leroy Staltmeyer, 60, was arrested on March 11th after investigators got a tip from a toll bridge attendant who showed them video of the man flashing a law enforcement badge twice on March 11th to avoid paying a $2 toll, that's Flagler County Sheriff's Office said on a Facebook post. On-duty officers are allowed to cross free of charge, officials said. A toll booth attendant told investigators that Staltmeyer flashed the silver badge at him, and he in turn showed the man an article about his arrest for impersonating an officer. He said Staltmeyer then put away the badge and paid the toll. Sheriff Rick Staley said Staltmeyer was arrested March 9th on charges for impersonating an officer and shoplifting. On March 11th, he was charged with felony violation of a pretrial release and impersonating an officer. He's being held without bond. This guy clearly has not learned his lesson and has no respect for the law, Sheriff said. 2 days after his release, he's already up to his old tricks. We know already that he thinks he can get out of shoplifting and paying tolls with a fake badge. Jail records didn't list a lawyer for him.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Police on the north end of Vancouver Island say that they are looking to reunite a lost bag with its rightful owner now that the 4 ounces of cocaine and $20,000 in cash that were found inside has been seized. Port Hardy RCMP said in a news release that they were called to Hardy Bay Drug Store on Friday because someone had abandoned a brown satchel inside the store. Police said the bag appeared to have been left by mistake. Thankfully, the owner of the bag was very helpful and also left his identification with his contact information and address. The Port Hardy RCMP are requesting that the individual contact the local detachment should he explain the large quantity of money and drugs in his bag. Police seized both the cocaine and the cash and said they would be destroying the former and sending the latter to civil forfeiture.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Despite warnings about social distancing, a couple decided to have sex in public outside of a Florida hospital, according to cops who busted the duo on a pair of criminal charges. As detailed in arrest affidavits, Anne Marie Tucker, 45, and Albert Singletary, 37, were found to be exposing sexual organs in plain view in the public, right across from St. Anthony's Hospital in St. Petersburg. The pair were flattening the curve one evening in close proximity to no trespassing sign, police report says. Singletary's penis, testicles, and buttocks were displayed within view nearby citizens, while Tucker's vagina was also on view earlier this month. I'm glad they're going into detail here on this story. Tucker and Singletary are, this is their mugshot. They were charged with trespassing and exposure of sexual organs, both misdemeanors. According to the court records, Tucker pleaded guilty on both counts and was sentenced to 10 days in county jail. Singletary, who has been in custody since his arrest, is being held in lieu of $300 bail. There has not been a disposition on the case.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. The coronavirus has forced a lot of people to stay inside their homes for remote work and schooling this week, and some seem to be having a little more fun than others. Twitter user Marilyn Starkloff snapped a photo of what she dubbed a quarantini, made up of Super Orange Emergency Vitamin Supplement and a Ryan Reynolds-owned liquor brand, Aviation Gin. Emergency was quick to respond to the viral trend, advising people not to mix the dietary supplement with alcohol during the time of social distancing. We do not recommend taking any of our product with alcohol. Aviation Gin took a different approach, replying, "We're sorry about the emergency, but also big fans." Aviation later followed up and said that the brand does not recommend drinking quarantinis or any alcohol whatsoever if you're feeling sick. They do, though, recommend throwing in some extra vitamin C to boost your immune system.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right. Well, a good set of dummies this week, and some timely dummies with what's going on in the, with what's going on in the world. We'll do a recap, and we will vote after we take a quick break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The Friday features continue where we vote on the dummies after this. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and the Friday regular features continue as we wrap up.
You big dummy.
All right. Time for a recap of our dummies this week. Okay. We got the people who are driving their cars into Mexico to load up on a bunch of supplies that they can't get in the United States and then driving back. We've got the Florida man who was arrested twice in 2 days for impersonating a police officer in order to not pay a $2 toll. Police hope to reunite the owner of a lost bag full of cocaine and $20,000 in cash. We got the Florida couple who decided to have sex outside of a hospital. And we've got the people who are mixing emergency with liquor during the and making quarantinis. So, where are you going with this, Tom? By the way, if you want to vote, please do. First person through is our third vote, 312-981-7200. Where are you going with this?
You know, there's a lot of dumb people out there.
especially with what's going on. The quarantine-y thing just ticks me off.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's not even that funny.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
It's stupid, yes.
But I'm going to say the man who impersonated a cop twice to avoid a $2 toll.
Yeah.
I mean, how stupid can you be?
Yeah.
You're going to commit, like, a crime instead of paying $2?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, those are all. And a nice batch of dummies this week. Again, if you want to jump in here, but it's going to be, I have a feeling, but you know what? It's going to be unanimous if someone votes anyway. We really don't need the vote because I'm picking the guy who was arrested twice for in 2 days for impersonating a cop. I also think the guy who left the bag of cocaine in 20,
oh, yeah.
20 grand, that's also very stupid.
That's bad.
And his ID and everything was in there.
What was the one we had last week? The kids who stole from stole people's credit cards and then went to a Foot Locker
used their own rewards card. the couple having sex outside, you know, in this day and age right now with what's going on in the world, that's just not only stupid but dangerous. Mm. And especially right outside. Of course, it's Florida.
Yeah,
not a shock there. So, but yeah, no, I'm going with the guy, the Florida man who was arrested twice for impersonating police officers. So
there you go. Don't impersonate police officers.
Flash my badge, and I'm not going to pay that toll. So stupid. All right, people are dummies, and it never really stops. All right, are we ready for what we got next here? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, this is Straight Out of Context, another one of our Friday features. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should anyway, because it's the best. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We got a pretty good batch this week.
Yeah, very good batch here. Very good batch.
All right.
It's going to be exciting. All right. First one here is coming to us from Kelly. It's John Williams.
And I will do it all week long.
What was he talking about?
I think he was just keeping people informed.
Gotcha.
He's going to do
it. I think
it
we're going to get a lot. I think that's the context of a lot of these that we're going to have, I think. So
it might be.
Because that's what we're talking about a lot, and we should be. And keeping people informed and safe and happy is what we're doing here on WGN. Okay.
All right. This one's Canadian Bill. It's coming from Canadian Bill, and it's you.
Me.
It's you.
I wipe mine down. what was I talking about?
You know, I think you were just talking about wiping down the station here.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's a class.
I do it with bleach cloths.
I mean, that's just smart.
Clorox bleach cloths. I wipe down everything here: the board, the computer keyboard, the mouses, and the phone, the mic, all that stuff.
Yeah, you just got to be smart.
Yep.
You just got to be smart and safe.
Okay.
All right. Next one. It's mostly Bob Surratt. But Dave is involved.
Okay.
He's part of it. He's part of this. All so right. This one's coming to us from Brian J.
Oh, you have a little one. I have the big giant.
What were they talking about?
Purell bottles. Sure,
of course they were. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Another John Williams here. This one from Fox Valley Mike.
So big and long.
Well, what was that?
He's talking about a race, talking about like a marathon.
Ah, but John is a runner.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good run.
Yep.
Another John Williams here coming up from Mike, Novak Construction.
The server is not going to give it to you.
Again, talking about food in a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No matter how big the tip?
Yep.
All right. This one, it's me. Caught here by Carrie.
Get a little.
Wait, what were we talking about?
That was the title of a song by the SNL band.
Oh, right.
Dance Friday.
That's right.
Get a little.
Yeah. From, yeah. And then didn't I say that that's going to end up on the show next week?
I think you may have.
Yeah. Okay. And I was right. All right.
All right. This next one's also coming to us from Carrie, and it kicks off a marathon of sorts. Lou Manfredini.
So it would be nice if Esmeralda were listening, because there's going to be a lot of Lou coming up.
More Lou than we've ever had, I would say. In a single week, the most Lou we've ever had.
We should send the link to Esmeralda so she can hear it.
I will absolutely send it.
Because Esmeralda Leon, who did traffic on this very program for some years, when we would do this segment, her favorite, by far, her favorite was when we had Lou Manfredini out of context.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's hear it. Here we go. Lou's on a run here.
Let's do this.
You physically need to get in this hole.
God.
I won't lie to you. A significant portion of these might be coming from similar conversations from this Saturday, but each one is complete gold.
Okay. Who sent these in?
They're not all from the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that first one was from Carrie.
Carrie, okay.
Yeah, so that one, first one's from Carrie. And so, I mean, so many people listen to Lou every single
week. Oh, sure.
So, let's go this next Lou here. This one's from Brian.
If you're going to go down 5 feet, you just got another couple feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're already down there. Now you've exposed the whole...
What is going on, man? Okay. Lou.
I know. Next one is...
Tutatiti.
Oh, geez. Stealing signs. Yet again.
Yep.
This one's coming to us from Brian.
Yes, it's actually 6 3/4. I measured it last night.
Oh, wow.
That's from a listener, right? That was a listener
talking to Lou.
But still, it was on Lou's show.
Yeah, we'll give that one to Lou.
All right.
All right. Next one here from Jim.
Wow, that's a tight one.
Jeez.
Pardon me, that's from Ken.
That was from Ken.
Yeah,
right.
Ken sent that in.
Man, Lou, all over the place this week.
I know. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. Right. Next one here coming to us from Jonathan in Wakanda.
You can clean up that hole a little bit.
Jeez. Wakanda?
Yeah, not that one.
How's the Black Panther doing?
Good one. All right. A little bit more here. This one also coming to us from Jonathan in Wakanda.
Open up the hole a little bit deeper.
Oh, God. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. All right. That concludes
the stretch of Lou.
The stretch of Lou.
Okay. Wow. That was impressive. That was impressive.
It's an MVP moment for him.
It really is. It really is. I mean, he's well represented every week.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Lou Manfredini is in this segment very popular. Okay.
All right. Next one, John Hansen. The amazing.
Oh, yes.
He was just here a little bit earlier.
He was.
This one coming to us from Tom and Bartlett.
Send us a picture of your crack.
Whoa, man.
Talk about cracks in foundation.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
I like that one.
That's a strong out of context right there.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about right there, man. All right.
Next up, this one from Carrie, another John Hansen.
I got to slap these guys around a little bit here.
Who is he going to slap around?
His guests. Apparently, they were talking too softly into the mics.
he was going to slap them around?
Yeah, wake him up a little
bit. Wow.
Aggressive broadcast.
Aggressive John Hansen. Do you think he slaps people around at the jam?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
First thing he does every day.
Yeah.
Goes to his coworkers, give him a little
slap.
A little love tap.
Yeah. All right.
Next one, Dean Richards.
Oh, Dino.
Always good to have that. And that's from Mike in Louisville.
Yeah, you know, there was a time when we could touch each other.
Oh, Dean.
I know.
I'm assuming he was talking about the coronavirus.
Yeah, distancing.
Distancing.
And this next one, also from Dean's show, but it's not Dean. It's Elton Jim, caught by Brian.
We're going down together.
What was that?
He was referencing the fact that he was sitting right next to Dean.
He was sitting right next to Dean. Okay.
Not 6 feet. No. Where's the 6 feet?
Okay.
All right. Final one comes to us from Zelda.
Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's John Williams.
We're not eating out.
God. we have to find humor.
Have to.
In this situation. We do. And this is one of the reasons why I love my audience. Finding some humor. These, you know, most of those out of context were about a very serious situation that we're in right now. You know what I mean? And my listeners have the ears to find some comedy in some serious, you know, conversation. So that's good. Okay. We will do it all again next week. So keep your ears open. Listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little bit dirty and it makes you giggle. You jot down the date, the time, who said it. And you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. We've got Nick D Show Spies coming up. And then we'll get some fly jams going. If you want to request something, it's 312-981-7200. And Luscious Hushes will play it for you as we continue with the Friday show. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies. Like us. Right. Welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, keeping you company, keeping you informed, and staying with you during this crisis that we're in right now. We'll all get through this. We'll all get through this together. And we do our regular Friday features, and this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. To everybody on this station, whenever anybody at any time mentions my name or talks about me, we want to know about it. You become a spy, and you jot down all the information, who said it, when, and all that, 312, and you send it to nickdshows@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, couple of spies this week.
Okay.
So first one is coming to us from Mike at Novak Construction. Great guys over there.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. It's Brian Noonan. He was here on Sunday. I believe it was the 15th, so I'm going to play that.
Have you noticed that it's impossible not to touch your face?
Yeah.
I am right now just saying that sentence. All I want to do is touch my face. One, because I'm really good looking. Two, because now I have imaginary scratches right under my nose.
Tickles and everything.
Right.
Yep.
But I have disinfected this entire area, except for the spittle that's flying out of me. So whoever comes in this studio next needs to rewipe, and I'll rewipe before I leave, too. So if nobody uses this before Nick, I'm going to have taken my wipes and wiped down the mic and everything.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thank you for looking out for us. We got to do that. Got to keep our areas clean, you know? Wipe down the station, wipe down the keyboards, wipe down the mic, all that stuff. Get your bleach wipes out and go nuts. So, okay.
All right. Second one is coming to us from the Rokon show. You got to mention on the Rokon show.
Okay.
And that's from our old pal Wild Bill. So thank you very much, Wild Bill, for this spy.
Our newsroom is going 24 hours a day, and we're updating every few minutes around the clock. So if you need to know, maybe you work other shifts, maybe if you're a first responder, you're someone else who's just wants to know what's going on, and you're up overnight, and you've got Nick DiGilio taking you through that, Bob Surratt in the morning, of course.
There you go. That's what we do, man. That's what we do. And it's important that we all stay connected, and we're trying to help out as much as we can. We're here 24/7. 24/7, we are here. We're here on the overnights here trying to keep you informed and keep you company and all that stuff. And we'll be doing that 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. On the weekday mornings and late nights. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for participating in our interactive fun Friday features. So we got a good amount of time here to play some fly jams. Do we have requests?
Yeah, we've got some requests. So get on in here. And I will say, listener Ike just called, and I missed one part of his request. So call back, Ike. Call back right now. But yeah, we got plenty of requests.
All right. Well, if you want to request something, please call us right now. We got a little extra time for Fly Jams Friday. Normally, it's usually like after the 45 mark, but we got in here early. So we got some good times to get funky. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in for anything R&B or fly or funky. 312-981-7200. Talk or text. Get your requests in now. Shall we make it official?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. There it is. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. And let's say hello to DJ Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah, he's here. He's here. So what's our first request?
First request here is Lips, Inc., Funky Town, because we're all living in kind of a funky town right now. That's coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
All right. Lips, Inc. That's got to be one of the best names for a band ever. Lips, Inc. Right?
Yeah, Lips, Inc. Lips Incorporated.
Lips Incorporated.
Well, and you mentioned you felt that ELO owes them a check.
Yeah.
Because of the song Last Train to London.
Yeah.
It was a very funky
song. It's very similar. We haven't talked about that. Let's do that maybe next week. Is talk about songs that sound like other songs that could be ripoffs of other songs.
Oh, no doubt.
And there's a lot of them.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. And who are kind of the kings of stealing riffs?
Zeppelin?
Well, no, they steal songs. They steal songs. No, stealing riffs from other songs.
Who?
Green Day.
Well, yeah, they stole 25 or 6 to 4.
Yeah. On the American Idiot album, there's that that suite that's like 11 minutes long. I can't remember the name of it. There are three different songs ripped off within that one song. So, anyway. All right, what do we got next?
All right, next up, this is going to be a fun one. This is coming to us from Mark. And it's a very uplifting song. It's a little bit of gospel. I know we don't usually do gospel, but it's really fly.
All right.
It honestly is. It's called Oh Happy Day.
Oh, this is a great song. Jesus was. Great song.
Oh, when you are. When Jesus was. He washed my sin away.
It's a great song. Edwin Hawkins. Edwin Hawkins. You know, Tom, that is sung in Sister Act 2.
Oh, man. That's one I have not seen for a while.
Yeah, it's another one of those movies that has a title that I love. Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
It's incredible.
Like House 2, The Second Story. So... There you go.
I mean, you gotta love a good pun.
Of course you do. Yeah, especially if it's in a movie title. We got some extra time this morning, so get your requests in. 312-981-7200. Luscious Hushes is here. We still got requests, right?
Yeah, just got one here from Mike in Manuka, one of our regular listeners,
yeah.
And this is honestly one of my favorite fly jams of all time. And I didn't even know the title of it for years, but it's Daz Band. You got to let it rip.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great song. Great song. Let it whip. Whip it, baby. Whip it all night.
Do you remember the first time you heard that song?
No, because it's from the 70s and I was a kid. And I don't remember what happened yesterday. So, no, but I remember loving that song back when it was a hit. Back in the 70s. Good time for fly jams. The 70s is a good time for fly jams. Real good time. Okay. We got more requests?
Yep. Coming in real quick here. Just got to dig through the crates as we speak.
Digging through the crates. So, yeah. By the way, 312-981-7200. Talk or text your requests for fly jams. Extra time here this morning on Fly Jams Friday. We want to make it funky for you, so get your requests in at 312-981-7200.
All right. Let's get one in here real quick. This one's coming to us from Jimbo.
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 Mm-hmm.
Wants to hear Give It To Me Baby, Rick James, but not just any version, the 12-inch version.
Oh.
So it's the better version. I don't really.
Well, it's probably much longer.
Probably a little bit longer, yeah. But who can complain when it's a little Rick James?
So that's the 12-inch version. Very special. We have a lot of requests coming in here, and we had, like I said, we have longer than usual for our fly jam, so we're getting funky for a little while longer here on this Friday morning. Taking your mind off of some of the serious stuff that's happening in the world, listening to some fly jams and having a little fun. We're here 24/7 to keep you informed, to keep you company. And to entertain you during this crisis. And, staying at home, sometimes you go a little stir crazy. We're going to have to stay at home. So just keep the radio on 24/7 and you will be entertained and informed. And that's what we do here. And we're doing it 24/7 for you to get through this. And we'll all get through it together. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Get in here and get your fly jams requests. We've got more fly jams coming up.
Love, the
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday continues. Yeah, man, Fly Jams Friday. And DJ Luscious Hushes is at the Wiki Wiki. And who requested that?
That was coming to us from Jim. Carol Douglas, Doctor's Orders.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah, take those doctor's orders. Go home. Go
Everybody
home.
Stay
one.
Home. Stay in. Wash your hands. We're here to keep you company. We're coming into work because we want to help you. You know what I mean? And we're doing that 24/7. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talking text and for your Fly Jam requests. We've got some more Fly Jam requests. You know, listen to some funky music makes people feel a little better. What do we got?
All right, next one's coming to us from Gary. It's a little Wildflower, the song Skylark.
Okay.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears. A sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry.
Man, I haven't heard this song in years. I have not heard this song in years. Wow. I remember how much, I forgot how much I liked that song. That's a great song. Who requested that?
That is coming to us from Gary.
Nice job, Gary.
Excellent choice.
Terrific song. Haven't heard it in years. Wow, that's a good one. Okay. What's next, DJ Luscious Hushes?
All right. This next one's coming to us from our friend Tracy. It's a little bit of Peter Brown. It's called Do You Want to Get Funky With Me? And I Think You Do.
That's instrumental, except when they say, do you want to get funky? I can imagine that one being played in clubs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the 26-minute version. You're on the dance floor for 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Fly Jams Friday continuing here. Okay, what's next there, Luscious Hushes?
All right, coming up next, this one's from our buddy Cop Chris, one of the boys in blue, I assume.
God bless him.
God bless him. He's out there, you know.
Out there doing the job.
Yeah, just trying to keep everybody safe. So we'll play a little bit of Candyman from the Mary Jane Girls. Take a listen.
You know that the Mary Jane Girls, that was Rick James's girl group. You know how Prince had Vanity Six? That was like his Vanity Six, the Mary Jane girls. Rick James. You gotta love Rick James.
Screw your couch.
That cocaine's a hell of a drug. As we're talking about the Dave Chappelle legendary Rick James sketch. That one and the Prince sketch are two of the funniest things. By the way, you know, we were talking about laughing and how important it is now to find some joy in things and to laugh and to stay positive if possible, but just at least to laugh. MTV2 ran a marathon of Key and Peele, and it doesn't get funnier than Key and Peele.
There is a sketch from them that I totally forgot even existed.
And which one?
When they're the guys shouting in a theater, but they're shouting like really precise movie criticism.
Yeah.
It's a visual medium, man.
Yeah.
Cut it out with all this Dinner with Andre stuff.
Yeah. That's funny.
He's on scene.
They did the they reran the one where they're like jazz scatters, but they're insulting each other within each one of their scats. This is hilarious. Yeah, no, those guys, if you want to laugh, Key and Peele. They're two of the funniest guys ever, and that sketch show is about as funny as it gets.
Absolutely.
It's just so many great sketches. And of course they've both gone on to success on their own.
Success.
And especially Jordan Peele becoming, you know, an Oscar. He won an Oscar
for best screenplay
for Get Out. His first movie out of the gate as a writer director. So, but going back to watch the classic Key and Peele's the series, it's just great. Just so funny. You remember the one where they're on the plane and they're talking to the guy sitting next to him and he's like, we're here to take out the Terrys. The terrorists, they call them Terrys. We're here to take out the Terrys.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Laugh it up, everybody. Let's have a good time with this. Okay.
Yeah. Very special request, Nick.
Yeah?
Very special.
Yeah?
Coming to us from Mr. DiGilio himself.
Oh, my dad.
Nick's dad.
All right, my dad.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to hear a little Jerry Butler.
Okay.
This one's called Hey Western Union Man.
Oh, great song.
Oh, Western Union Man, send a telegram to my baby. Send a telegram, send a telegram. Oh, send a telegram to my baby. This is what I want you to say. Want you to tell her that I'm all alone. I tried to call her on the phone. Tell her I'm in misery and think she's avoiding me. And if the telegram don't do, send a box of candy too and maybe some flowers. Tell her that I missed her for hours and hours. Send a telegram, send a telegram. Hurry up, send a telegram, man.
Said it before and I'll say it again, my dad's got great taste in music. I remember that being one of my dad's favorite songs. As a kid, I remember my dad playing that song a lot. So there you go. My dad's request for Fly Jams Friday this week.
I like that it's, you know, just about a guy who wants to send his girl some stuff.
That's right.
Through the old Western Union man.
Yep.
Oh, man.
All right. We got time here, what, for maybe one more?
Yeah, one more. Let's sneak this in. It's from the 309. It's Morris Day and the Time.
Oh, please.
Okay, we're going to try a new dance. And if I see everybody doing it, I don't want to see you no more. Jelly Bean, are we ready? Y'all better do this one. What time is that?
There you go. All right. I love the time. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. Stay strong. Stay happy if you can. And stay in. That's the important thing. We'll get past this. WGN is here for you 24/7. I will be back Sunday night into Monday morning to continue to inform and keep you entertained. Have a great weekend, everybody, and be safe and healthy. Thanks for listening.